just before I became 18, I joined what was then Deca Radar, which is now BAE Systems, and that was before all main buildings were built. So it was, and I joined Deca, was sent up to Weybridge initially for training, and then when I moved back to the island, I then got sort of talked into becoming a scout leader. And that was in 1964, so I've been a scout leader, what now, 54 years. Now that time, leader training was very random. You didn't have to do much training, basically, because we had the experience of coming up through as a scout. You knew everything, so to speak. You don't, but you thought you knew everything. And it was over the years when headquarters started doing, because a lot of the training was optional then, you then had a sort of, well, I think you need a bit more about this and you need to know a bit of this. And if you're an assistant leader, when they brought the training in compulsory, assistant leader, you only did so much training. And if you became a full scout leader running the section, you had to do a lot more training. And then over the years, they said, well, why should one leader have a lot more knowledge, trained knowledge, than the others? If that person's not around, the others have to step in. So then all the training became compulsory over the years for everybody. And eventually you had to all do the same sort of training.